This chazara is also chenishmas habocher yicheskel shvaga ben avram yehuda. Sech the brachas daf yud beis. The brisa said that the kahanim would say aser sedibris before saying shema. The gemara explains that they wanted to institute that all over, not just in the beis hamikdash, but they did not allow it because they were afraid that the minim would say by that that's the only part of the Torah, the only halachas that actually come from the Eibishta. The Braita says that on Shabbos the Kahanim would make an extra bracha. Rabbi Chelbai explains that the exiting Mishmar would give a bracha to the entering Mishmar and say that Misha Shikin Eshemai B'Bayis Hazeh Hu Yashkin B'Neichem Ava V'Yach V'Sholom V'Reyus. The next part of the Mishnah said that if the Chachamim said a bracha should be long, we can't make it short, and vice versa. If they said a bracha needs a chasima, we can't leave out the chasima, and vice versa. The Gemara says it's obvious if someone takes a cup of wine in his hand, but thinks he's holding a cup of beer. And when he says Baruch Ato Hashem, he says he has in mind that he's going to make a shahakal. He thinks it's beer, but at the end, he realizes what it is, so he quickly changes it to Bari Pri HaGofen. For sure, he'll be yoytze the bracha, because even if he would have made shahakal, he'd be yoytze the bracha for wine. The question is in the reverse situation, where he had a cup of beer but thought it was wine, so when he said Baruch Ato Hashem, he had in mind the Bari Pri HaGofen and quickly changed it to shahakal. Do we follow the Ikir Bracha when he says Baruch Ato Hashem and it was the wrong, he had in mind the wrong Bracha at the time? Or do we follow the Chasima, and since the Chasima was correct, it's his Yaitza the Bracha? Gemara tries to answer with a Braisa that says that if in the morning someone began the first Bracha with Yaitza Ur and he ended with Mayer Varovim, he's not Yaitza, but if he began with Mayer Varovim and ended with Yaitza Ur, he is Yaitza. The same, similar idea with the Bracha at night. And the Braisa ends and says, Hakoil, the Klali Shaldover, Hakoil Hilach, Acharachitim. It all depends on how you end off the Bracha. L'chayr, the same thing should be in our question. The Gemara says this case of the bracha for Shema is very different because, like we learned, one must mention the nighttime and the daytime, both in the morning and at night. So even when he says Baruch Ato Hashem, he mentions the wrong time of the day, you have to mention both of them anyway, so it's considered to be correct. That's why the Baruch Ato Hashem is considered to be correct, so you can follow the chitum, the end. But it could be by the bracha on the food, maybe it's not the same. Maybe we can bring a raya from the fact that the Braita says Kloloi Sheldover, which maybe it comes to include our case, that you still follow the chitum. Gemara says, no, the case that's being included is the case where someone ate dates but thought he ate cake. So he started making ala michya and then changed it over to an ala eitz. In that case, he's yoytze, because even if he finished with an ala michya, he'd be yoytze, because dates are something which do satisfy and nourish a person. Rabbi Bar Chinana Saba, in the name of Rad, says, someone who doesn't say emes v'yatzev in the morning or emes v'amuna in the evening after the Shema, he's not yoytze, based on a pasuk. He then says that when davening Shemana Esrei and you come to the place where you have to bow, you bow by the word Baruch and you stand up straight by the word before the shame. Rav Sheshes would go down when he bowed in a one strong straight motion and he would come up slowly like a snake. Rav Chinan Islam and the Mirad then said, all year long you say Hakela Kodesh Hamelech Oyev Tzedakah HaMishpat, but during Aseres Yemei Tshuva you switch it to Hamelech HaKodesh and Hamelech HaMishpat. Rabbi Lazar says that even if you say Hakela Kodesh in the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, you're still going to be Yaitza. Rav Yosef Paskin said you always say Hakela Kodesh Hamelech Oyev Tzedakah HaMishpat, and Rabbi says that no, in the Aseres Yemei Tshuva you switch it to Hamelech HaKodesh and Hamelech HaMishpat. And the Gemara Paskin is like Rabbi. Rabbi Bar Chinan Saba in the name of Rav says someone who has the ability to daven to Hashem for somebody else and doesn't, he's called a choyte. He then says someone who does an aveira and is then embarrassed by it, he has a full mechila. We learned this from Shaul when he was embarrassed for having done his aveira with the city of Noiv Ir HaKehanim. Rabbi Avo ben Zutarti in the name of Yehuda ben Zvida said that the Rabbanim wanted to institute the saying of Parshas Balak in Kriya Shema because it has the pasuk of Korash Shochav Kari Uchalavi Miyakemenu. But they did not do so because it would be Tircha de Tzibura. We can't just pull out one pasuk because any place that Moshe didn't make a place to stop, we don't do that either. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chaviva says that there are five reasons that we say the Parsha of Tzitzis as part of Kriya Shema. It has five things in it, five characteristics. Number one, it has the mitzvah of Tzitzis, it has Yetzias Mitzrayim, it has the Oil Mitzvahs, it has the need to be aware of the Das Minim, and the Hira Avera. And really, the Hira Avoy Dezaru also, to be careful, Hira Avoy Dezaru. So it's really six, but two of them are similar, so the Gemara, according to one Gersa, calls it five. Next, Mishnah says, we have a Chiev to be Zoicher, to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim at night. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, I am like 70 years old, and I never was able to prove that until Ben Zoima came along and darshaned, as Yom Tzeizcha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yemei Chayecho. Yemei Chayecho is the days, Kol Yemei Chayecho is the nights. The Chacham say Yemei Chayecho refers to Olam Hazeh, and Kol Yemei Chayecho refers to the Yemei HaMashiach. Bryce says that the Chacham told Ben Zoima, you say that we have to be Zoicher Yetzias Mitzrayim at B'mayis HaMashiach, But I'm sorry, Ben Zayim said to Chacham, you said we have to do Yitzias Mitzrayim at Bezman Mashiach, but a pasuk seems to say that we will no longer mention Yitzias Mitzrayim once Mashiach comes because of the much greater nisim that will be at the times of Mashiach. Chacham said it's not that we will no longer mention Yitzias Mitzrayim; it's just that it will become secondary to the geula and the nisim that we will have Bezman Mashiach. As we find a similar concept when Yaakov's name was changed to Yisrael, Yaakov wasn't abolished; it just became secondary to the name Yisrael.